Buenos días, good morning. Nuestro sermón el día de hoy será bilingüe, so our sermon this morning will be bilingual. Entonces voy a compartir en español y luego en inglés, I'll share in Spanish and then in English. So un poco de ida y vuelta, a little here and back again. So hang there with us as we go back and forth today. My name is Jonathan. If you haven't met me before, I'm one of the pastors here. I serve with a ministry also called Diaspora Network. Mi nombre es Jonathan. Sirvo como uno de los pastores aquí en esta iglesia y también trabajo con un ministerio que se llama Red Diaspora. I was born and raised in Latin America and then also pastored a Spanish-speaking church in Chicago for about 12 years before moving to Austin. Nací y crecí en Latinoamérica y estuve en Chicago por casi 12 años pastoreando una iglesia hispanohablante antes de venir aquí a Austin. I also lead our bilingual missional community, which is a neighborhood outreach of Church of the Cross. We have a kids club on Wednesday nights in an apartment complex about 3 minutes from here called Casa Hills. And then we have a bilingual Bible study for adults, a word and prayer time also on Wednesday nights with folks from the neighborhood. Tenemos un ministerio de la iglesia que se llama Comunidad Misional Bilingüe aquí en la comunidad de St. John's, con un club de Jesús y un tiempo de estudio bíblico bilingüe para adultos los miércoles en la noche. We have some of those folks with us today, which is partly why we're having a bilingual message. Tenemos gente de la comunidad, entonces bienvenidos si están aquí de St. John's y por eso también tendremos un mensaje bilingüe. As we pray this morning and before we jump in to the scriptures, I invite you also to be praying for us as a missional community and also as Church of the Cross as we continue to discern where is it that God's leading us in terms of outreach and connection, particularly to Spanish speakers and immigrants in the broader neighborhood around our building here. Al comenzar hoy en oración, les invito también que estén orando por el futuro de nuestra iglesia y ministerio aquí, particularmente para hispanohablantes, que Dios nos dirija hacia sus planes y propósitos. So I invite you to pray with me today. Les invito a comenzar en oración, and I invite you perhaps to put your hand on your heart if you would like, or perhaps open your hands in a posture of receptivity to the Holy Spirit today. Les invito tal vez a poner su mano en su corazón o abrir sus manos hacia el Señor para comenzar en este día. Ven Espíritu Santo, come Holy Spirit. Ven Espíritu de Dios y toca cada corazón en este día. Would you touch Holy Spirit, each heart today? Would you bring life to each heart? And would you help us receive your abundant love and then also respond abundantly with our love for you? Vamos a recibir hoy de tu amor, Espíritu Santo, de manera extravagante y poder también demostrar ese amor hacia ti. Lo pedimos en el nombre de Jesús. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So picture an extravagant wedding proposal. Imagínate una propuesta de matrimonio extravagante. Maybe this was your marriage proposal. It wasn't mine and Lenny's, but maybe you've seen kind of or heard of friends who've had crazy marriage proposals. Tal vez han visto ustedes una propuesta de amor de matrimonio extravagante. Tal vez fue el caso suyo. No fue el caso de nuestro matrimonio. You've heard of, you know, people jumping out of airplanes and, you know, showing up at a football game or something, the big screen. Todos hemos visto tal vez gente que se tira de aviones o de alguna manera demuestran su amor para la pareja. Well, we saw there's a show, I won't get into all the details, but a reality show. And there was this couple who goes out for a romantic dinner, and the person who's doing the proposal, he prepares ahead of time. He actually rents out the whole restaurant. There's a ring hidden in dessert. There are cameras, hidden cameras. There are paid actors, okay? So imagine this very elaborate scene. Imagínense una pareja que van a una cena romántica y la persona que va a ser que va a pedir matrimonio ha preparado el restaurante, hay actores pagados, hay un anillo escondido en el postre. And as this scene plays itself out, they're sitting for dinner. Somebody else chokes on the dessert with the ring in it. And then this is all planned out. And then there's an actor who then does a fake Heimlich. And the ring pops out and the guy drops on a knee and does the wedding proposal. Okay. Very out there, okay? En esta escena, todo esto son actores pagados, hay un anillo escondido en un postre, una persona empieza a ahogarse, luego el anillo sale y la persona pide matrimonio. Algo, una demostración de amor muy radical. And so we've all seen these kind of crazy over-the-top proposals or heard of them. Tal vez hemos oído de propuestas de matrimonio dramáticos como este. And usually these kinds of proposals are one in a lifetime kind of things. And they have three elements. Usually they're costly, they're surprising, and they're very intimate, very specific to that couple. Normalmente estos tipos de propuestas de amor tienen tres elementos. Son costosos, sorprendentes, y muy íntimos, muy específicos a la pareja. We see these three elements also in Mary's grand gesture of love towards Jesus today in John chapter 12, 1 through 8. Vemos estos tres elementos también en la gran demostración de amor de María hacia Jesús en Juan 12, 1 al 8. The grand gesture, living out costly, surprising, and intimate love for Jesus. Una demostración dramática, viviendo un amor costoso, sorprendente, íntimo hacia Jesús. And we're going to look at each of these three elements in turn and ask ourselves three questions. Veremos cada uno de estos tres elementos y creo que el texto nos va a hacer estas tres preguntas. Is your love for Jesus costly? ¿Es tu amor por Jesús costoso? Is your love for Jesus surprising? ¿Es tu relación con Jesús sorprendente? And is your love for Jesus intimate? ¿Tienes intimidad con Jesús? Before we jump into those questions, let's look a little bit at the broader context of this passage in the Gospel of John. Veamos primero un poco del contexto de este pasaje de Juan 12. So this is right after Jesus had raised Mary's brother Lazarus from the dead. Justo antes de esto, capítulo 11, Jesús había resucitado al hermano de María, Lázaro. So what we see here is this dinner, a banquet in honor of Jesus in thanksgiving for what he had just done. Esta es una cena de honor para Jesús porque él justo había resucitado al hermano de María. The last scene between Jesus and Mary was Mary at Jesus' feet pleading him to help her brother. El último encuentro entre María y Jesús es María a los pies de Jesús suplicándole que pueda sanar o ayudar a su hermano que ya había muerto. There's also, this is the Saturday night before Palm Sunday, and this really kicks off the events of Holy Week, the Passion Week. Este es el sábado en la noche, justo antes del domingo de Palmas, el comienzo de Semana Santa. So there's a backdrop of danger. The Pharisees want to kill Jesus and Lazarus. Hay un trasfondo de peligro. Quieren matar a Jesús y a Lázaro. And this grand gesture kicks off then Holy Week and kicks off the events of Jesus' grand gesture of love for us. Esta cena, esta demostración de amor de María es el comienzo de la pasión de Jesús, donde vemos la gran demostración del amor de Jesús hacia nosotros. And lastly, just what we're going to look at is this contrast between Mary and Judas. This is really kind of the broader picture of this story is there's two different responses and relationships to Jesus, Mary and Judas. Vamos a ver este contraste entre María y Judas. Dos maneras muy diferentes de responder y de estar con Jesús. So let's look at these three questions, these three elements. Veamos estas tres preguntas, estos tres elementos. Is your love for Jesus costly? ¿Es tu amor por Jesús costoso? Is it lavished? Is it unmeasured like Mary? Or is it counted and comfortable like Jesus? Judas. ¿Es extravagante, sin medida como María? ¿O es cómodo, es fácil como Judas? Here we see this contrast between the two responses. Vemos este contraste entre María y Judas. We see that Mary's response to Jesus' love is extravagant, unmeasured. It's actually a shocking waste. Vemos que la respuesta de María a Jesús es extravagante, es casi un desperdicio. We see that she pours out expensive perfume on Jesus' feet, probably worth about $25,000. It was a year's salary at minimum wage. Probablemente un perfume costando $25,000, el salario mínimo de un año. This is a perhaps very spontaneous and very shocking, wasteful, but loving response of Mary to Jesus. But then we see Judas, in contrast, the penny pincher, the one who actually counts out, he's the one we actually get from his mouth how much this is probably worth, who is saying, oh man, this could be used for something else, for the poor. This, what a waste. We see these two relationships. I can almost hear Judas saying, is this sustainable? Did we budget for this? No, and that's actually the point of this grand gesture. Casi me puedo imaginarme a Judas preguntando, ¿estaba esto en el presupuesto, Jesús? Y podríamos haber usado ese dinero para otra cosa. Esto no es muy sustentable, pero eso es justamente el punto. Just a small picture of this that I could remember from my own life. I remember when in college, the most expensive thing and the most valuable thing that I owned was an electric guitar at the time. Una de las cosas más valiosas que yo tenía en la universidad era una guitarra eléctrica. In high school, I'd saved up my money and, you know, I'd been dreaming of this one specific electric guitar, and I'd finally be able to purchase it right before going to college. Había estado ahorrando mi dinero en la secundaria y después de un tiempo había podido comprar era un sueño realizado, comprar esa guitarra, y lo tenía ya en la universidad. And then I had this sense of responding to Jesus, and what would be the most expensive or the most lavish thing that I could give to Jesus. And I thought, well, I'll give him my electric guitar. Tuve una respuesta a Jesús, una pregunta que me estaba haciendo en la universidad. ¿Qué es la cosa más valiosa que tengo que le puedo dar a Jesús? Y era mi guitarra eléctrica. So I sold the guitar and I gave the money to church. Not $25,000 worth guitar, but... Entonces vendí la guitarra y di ese dinero a la iglesia. No era una guitarra de $25,000, pero... But it was the most expensive thing I had, and it was, I think, just a small picture of this, like, what is the most valuable, the most precious thing that you have? How can you turn that into an act of worship and waste that on Jesus? ¿Cómo puedes de una manera extravagante desperdiciar las cosas que tienes, por decirlo así, entregándosele a Jesús? Is your love for Jesus costly? ¿Es tu amor por Jesús costoso? Just a small note here about Jesus' response to Judas at the end, where he says, the poor will always be with you, but you won't always have me. Déjeme dar una corta explicación sobre la respuesta de Jesús a Judas cuando él dice, los pobres siempre tendrán con ustedes, pero a mí no. What Jesus is saying is, my death and resurrection, this is a one-time action. But for the rest of history, what is actually normative and normal is caring for the poor. But what she's done now is special, prophetic, because of this unique aspect of preparing for my burial, my death. But the normal way, and this is a quote back to Deuteronomy 15, and there's an allusion there to what Jesus is saying that I can't get into, but he's saying essentially, this is special, just like a one-time marriage proposal, but the normal, normative way actually of showing love for me is caring for the poor. That's just an aside. Una nota que Jesús aquí cuando dice siempre tendrán a los pobres conmigo, él está explicando de alguna manera de que la manera normal y regular para mostrar el amor a Jesús es amando a los pobres. Y esta era una situación especial, como una propuesta de amor o de matrimonio, que es una vez a la vida, que Jesús, porque María estaba preparando a Jesús para su muerte, pero está diciendo Jesús, el resto de la historia, cuando no me tienen, la manera de mostrarme amor es a través de su amor a los pobres. Is your love for Jesus costly? ¿Es tu amor por Jesús costoso? Is your love for Jesus surprising? Es tu amor por Jesús sorprendente. There's kind of a shock value as well here, not just on the value of the perfume, but on the action and gesture of Mary and the way she's washing his feet and the perfume filling the whole room. There's a public and very shocking or surprising element to her devotion. Esto no es algo privado de María. Aquí hay algo sorprendente y muy público, no solo en el valor del perfume, sino en que el acto de ella de lavar los pies de Jesús enfrente de los demás. Is your love for Jesus private and predictable? or is it public and shocking? ¿Es tu amor por Jesús privado y rutinario o público y sorprendente? She takes not just the position of a disciple, which as a woman was a radical act in that time, but she takes the position of a slave and a servant in washing his feet. Ella toma el lugar no solo de un discípulo, algo radical para mujeres en ese tiempo, pero también toma el lugar de un sirviente, un esclavo, lavando sus pies. There's this breaking also of social norms around gender because she has her hair uncovered, which even to today in the Middle East is not common among women. It's common to have your hair covered. There's this shocking element of this. También ella está rompiendo normas sociales para las mujeres en tener su pelo descubierto, que hasta hoy en día en el Oriente Medio no es normal. There's this very public and also dangerous element. Remember Jesus, they're trying to kill him, and so this act of love is also risky. Hay algo aquí público y peligroso. Does this describe our love for Jesus? Does this describe your love for Jesus? ¿Describe esto tu amor, nuestro amor por Jesús? Recently, I got to interview a Haitian young pastor here in the city of Austin. Pastor Doherty leads a Haitian church called Higher Transformation, reaching out to a young Haitian diaspora in the city. Hace unas semanas tuve el privilegio de entrevistar a un pastor haitiano aquí en la ciudad de Austin que tiene un ministerio que se llama Higher Transformation. He tells a story of how early on after arriving in Austin, there was a young Haitian teenager who was shot and killed by police. And then 2 years later, his own brother was also shot and killed by police. Él comparte la historia de que al poco tiempo después de llegar a Austin, un haitiano lo mataron aquí, la policía lo mató. Y 2 años después, el propio hermano de este muchacho también murió. In itself, something shocking and surprising, but even more so his response. Aún más sorprendente la respuesta, lo que él hace. He talks about that this was his call to action and his call to ministry, really. And what he started doing was trying to gather young Haitians at a park in downtown Austin. Contrast to a culture of violence and rejection, trying to create a place of belonging, particularly for young Haitians. Él comparte que en contraste a esta violencia, él empezó a tratar de reunir a jóvenes haitianos aquí en un parque de Austin, crear un ambiente de familia y de pertenencia. And this was the beginning of his church and his ministry called Higher Transformation. Es el comienzo de su ministerio llamado Higher Transformation. A shocking response to shocking pain and violence. A shocking expression of his love for Jesus and for his own community. Una demostración dramática. Algo también muy dramático, pero y a un dolor muy fuerte, pero demostrando su amor a Jesús y hacia su comunidad. Is your love for Jesus costly? Is it surprising? And is your love for Jesus intimate? ¿Es tu amor por Jesús costoso? ¿Es tu amor por Jesús sorprendente? ¿Es tu amor por Jesús íntimo? Is there passion? Hay pasión. Not just mental assent, not just doctrine in theory, but passionate love for Jesus. Hay pasión aún más que simplemente ideas y teorías. ¿Conoces a Jesús apasionadamente? We can see again Mary and Judas, the contrast. Simple religious participation, even simple closeness in a physical sense to Jesus is not enough. Vemos este contraste entre María y Judas nuevamente. Judas, 3 años con Jesús, simplemente estando cerca con Jesús físicamente. Participación religiosa no es suficiente. This distanced and formal relationship of Judas, even though being physically proximate, did not mean intimacy with Jesus. Simplemente participar en cosas religiosas como lo hacía Judas no significa que conoces verdaderamente a Jesús. But then we see this contrast with Mary, a very, very personal response to a very, very personal Jesus who had literally raised her brother from the dead. Una respuesta muy, muy personal de María a un Jesús muy, muy personal que había resucitado literalmente a su hermano. What is your story? What is your testimony of how Jesus has personally met you? Out of that should be our response of love. ¿Cuál es tu testimonio? ¿Dónde ha estado Jesús personalmente, íntimamente en tu vida? We see her hair touching Jesus' feet, something very intimate, almost uncomfortably so. It would have been for Jesus, and it would have definitely been for the people in that room. Ella lavando los pies de Jesús con su cabello, algo muy, muy íntimo, algo que incomodaría probablemente a Jesús y a los que estaban ahí. Definitely uncomfortable for other religious leaders. Por seguro incómodo para otros líderes religiosos. But out of gratitude, out of love, out of passionate encounter with Jesus that she had had, una respuesta de amor y de pasión. All of this is response. And this is, we can't manufacture this. I can't give you some like, okay, do these one, two things, and that's your grand gesture to Jesus. Esto no se puede fabricar. No es algo que te puedo decir, mira, estos son los tres pasos para crear tu gran demostración de amor a Jesús. It's all out of response to Jesus' lavish demonstration of his love for you. Todo es una respuesta a la gran demostración de amor de Jesús hacia ti. We see this in the epistle reading from John 3. Lo vemos en la primera carta de Juan, capítulo 3. See what great love the Father has lavished on us. Miren con cuánto amor nos ha amado nuestro Padre. Primera de Juan 3:1. All of this is response. Todo eso es una respuesta. There's a spontaneous nature of this. There's a very personal response to God's work in your life. Una respuesta muy personal, íntima a la obra de Dios en tu vida y en la vida de María. What would it look like for you, for me, for us to live a costly, surprising, and intimate love for Jesus in Austin in 2024? ¿Cómo se vería para ti, para mí, para nosotros vivir un amor costoso, sorprendente y íntimo por Jesús en la ciudad de Austin en el año 2024? I think of Muslim background Iranians here in the city of Austin in an Iranian church that they had baptisms on Easter Sunday. And some of them maybe going back to Iran, to a country where literally to follow Jesus could mean you're in jail. Maybe baptism, a public yes to Jesus, either here or maybe just some kind of public way of saying that you're a follower of Jesus in your workplace, in your home, in your neighborhood is a way to take a next step. Pienso en iraníes que vienen de un trasfondo musulmán aquí en la ciudad de Austin, que se bautizaron el domingo de Pascua. Algunos tal vez regresando a su país donde es un crimen y te pueden poner en la cárcel por seguir a Jesús. ¿Cómo puedes tú practicar tu sí a Jesús de una manera pública como la del bautismo o en tu barrio, en tu vecindad, con tus vecinos decirle sí a Jesús? Do people know that you're a Christian? Do people know that you are a follower of Jesus in whatever context you are? ¿Saben la gente que eres un seguidor de Cristo en tu contexto? I think of a successful C-suite executive businessman here in the city of Austin who with his family, they sold their large home and moved in as a family into a mobile home in the Community First Village, not too far from here, to live among the homeless community. That's shocking, that's surprising, and that's also very specific to the call of God in their lives. Pienso en un ejecutivo aquí en la ciudad de Austin con mucho, mucho dinero, una casa grande, y lo vendieron todo y se mudaron a una comunidad de gente que antes vivía en la calle para estar con ellos. I think of, I don't know, selling your nest egg and using that money or using your nest egg money to create a scholarship fund for the poor or those who have never been the first ones in their family to go to college. Pienso en tal vez, no sé, entregar todo lo que has ahorrado para ayudar a crear un fondo universitario para gente que no ha estudiado en la universidad. Going to places that make you uncomfortable, being physically proximate and in relationship with the poor. Pienso en tener relaciones con gente diferente a ti, gente pobre, gente que te incomoda. Again, it's very particular to each one of you, each one of us, to your story, to God's invitation and his love for you. Es muy particular a cada uno de nosotros y a lo que Dios ha hecho. And again, it's always in response to what we celebrate this Eastertide is the grand gesture of God's love poured out for us extravagantly through Jesus on the cross and through his resurrection. Y siempre es una respuesta a la demostración dramática, al gran gesto de amor de Dios a través de Jesús derramando su amor en la cruz y en su resurrección. What does it look like for you to give Jesus your best? What could a grand gesture of love to Jesus look like in your life? ¿Cómo podrías tú dar lo mejor de ti, lo mejor de tu vida a Jesús? ¿Cuál podría ser tu gran demostración dramática de amor? Let's pray. Oremos. Jesús, oro por gente que nunca ha experimentado tu amor. I pray if there's anyone who hasn't experienced your lavish love, what it means to be children of God, that today there would be a beginning taste of your lavish love for us. Oro por cualquier corazón que no ha experimentado ese amor, que hoy, Señor, puedan comenzar a experimentar lo grandioso que es tu amor por nosotros. And I pray also, if there are any of us whose hearts have grown cold or have grown hard, that we've left grand gestures behind, that you would renew passion, you would renew love, you would renew a vision of the cross in each one of us today. And you'd particularly have that be expressed in our concern and love for the poor, the widow, the orphan, the stranger. Señor, te pido por cualquier corazón que se ha enfriado aquí en este lugar, que tú puedas nuevamente poner fuego y pasión, que podamos demostrar nuestro gran amor por ti sirviendo a los demás. Lord, thank you for Mary. Gracias por María. Would you give us her heart and help us follow her example? Danos, Señor, su corazón y ayúdanos a seguir el ejemplo de María. We pray this in Jesus' name, en el nombre de Jesús. Amen.